Welcome to the ProWrestling.net podcast for Wednesday, May 27, 2015. I'm Jason Powell, and this is a quick hits audio update. Normally, we reserve these for the .net members when we do them. However, with a lot going on today, I thought I'd share this one with everybody. But I also want to give you guys a heads up that coming up Thursday afternoon, I will be getting together with John Moore to do the .net weekly audio show. And John and I will talk much more about everything that I'm going to share with you guys here today. I'm sure we'll pick up some new information between now and then. That one will be available exclusively for the .NET members. If you are interested in membership, I'll give you the details coming up later. But so just a quick version here. Go to the main page. Look for the sign-up area at ProWrestling.net, and you can join us for as little as $5.50 a month if you take our annual option. If you want to hear tons and tons of audio, even for 1 month of membership, the rate is $7.50. But let's get into the news. There's a lot going on today. Ring of Honor and Destination America announcing that the Ring of Honor television show will be premiering on Destination America on June 3rd. That's right, a week from today, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That makes them the lead-in for TNA Impact Wrestling. And I was actually at the gym when this news came out. I checked my email and got saw a couple of headlines that read Ring of Honor Destination America. I'm like, oh God, what typo did I make now? And sure enough, I was shortly after Ring of Honor had made the announcement that they would be heading to Destination America. The early plan is for the Ring of Honor show to be the same as the one that airs in syndication currently, and that could change at some point, but that's the approach going into this right now. And it's just a six-month deal for Ring of Honor and Destination America, but that's the new norm for pretty much everyone other than WWE these days. And it just basically, you know, hey, if someone establishes themselves as a real strong in ratings and viewership, then obviously that can change also. But right now, there's just no reason for television companies to make long-term commitments to non-WWE programming, and that's why Destination America has an out clause in what was billed as a multi-year deal between Destination America and TNA when that deal was announced. It's a six-month deal, but again, I wouldn't look at that as, oh, Ring of Honor. I mean, could it end after 6 months? Sure, but chances are, you know, if Ring of Honor performs well, there's no reason they can't renew, and maybe they'll even get a longer renewal at that point. But someone was just telling me last week that works in the television industry that, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. That's why when Jim Ross put out the news of Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling promotion looking at filming 13 episodes, that's the idea there too. And so this may actually be longer than some of the agreements that television networks are looking to make when it comes to their pro wrestling programming, this being 26, whereas it appeared that Jeff Jarrett's was just a 13-week, and I don't know with who or if Jeff actually has someone set in stone just yet. I'm sure we'll find out more details on that. There was some talk that he also had some talks with Destination America, but I don't know if anything is going to come of that, but maybe we'll find out. I'll certainly ask around and try to find out more details about that. Dixie Carter put out a positive spin on the situation during a conference call with the TNA talent on Wednesday afternoon, and if she was aware of this Ring of Honor and Destination America news, then she was extremely tight-lipped about it, because I know that the TNA office staff was completely blindsided by this news. They found out the same time as everyone else did today, according to multiple sources, and Dixie told the talent that she'd been advised not to speak about the television situation, aside from saying that they have a multi-year deal that includes an out clause. Oh, boy. One would think if there were good news to report, she would have shared it. But again, she did try to make the Ring of Honor announcement seem like a positive. And, you know, looking at this from Ring of Honor's standpoint, it's absolutely good news. It gives their weekly television show even more exposure, including in some key markets that they're not currently able to clear in syndication. And I know a lot of people are going to be anxious to see if Ring of Honor draws better numbers than TNA. If this is a replay of the syndicated show, if it's airing like a few days after it airs on Sinclair stations, then I don't know if that's going to happen, you know, just over the long haul. There's some major markets in there, and that's great, but I just don't know that, you know, if you have the option of watching the Saturday airing as it airs here in the Twin Cities in my area, or waiting until Wednesday, I think it's natural that, well, some are going to watch the Saturday and just never see Destination America. So I don't know if that's if that really bodes well for Ring of Honor in terms of just competing with TNA's numbers. Now, they may right out of the gate. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in this. It's a big jump for Ring of Honor. And I see this as a huge positive for ROH. And they deserve credit for striking this deal and being able to keep things quiet. I don't think anyone knew this was coming. And I've been pretty critical of Joe Koff and just kind of not very confident in Ring of Honor's ability to grow at a time when I feel like there's no reason they couldn't. I mean, they have a strong talent base, and it seems like interest is up in the product, and they've grown in terms of live event attendance and things of that nature, and they've taken the step to pay-per-view, but that kind of seemed like a baby step in that it was kind of it didn't feel like it was more than a one-off, and obviously they're doing more. So it just slowly but surely it looks like things are coming together nicely for Ring of Honor, and I'm happy to see them step up and make some things happen. And for a while there, it just seemed like they were pretty content in the position they were in, but slowly but surely they've taken some steps forward. From TNA's standpoint, I think it's still a big question mark. I mean, it could be the beginning of the end. Maybe the beginning of the end has already happened. I'm not quite sure, but you know, the network may be bringing ROH on board with every intention of dumping TNA once they can contractually do so in late September. But you know, the fact that Dixie Carter really didn't provide any confidence statement about her company's future with the network certainly makes it seem like she was blindsided by all this. And I got to say, if she was blindsided, then I once again have to question. This is the same company that apparently signed a television deal without knowing what night the show was going to air on. And then if this is also the case, apparently not having a non-compete that prevented Destination America from doing business with another pro wrestling company, I mean, that just seems really odd to me. But on the plus side of things, ROH does give TNA a really strong lead-in, and it should attract that hardcore pro wrestling fan that I really believe TNA has lost to some degree. And, you know, TNA never wants to hear it, but they've become a laughing stock to a lot of diehard wrestling fans who've just moved on from their product. And Ring of Honor airing as a lead-in gives them a chance to bring that audience to the network. And I assume many of those viewers are at least going to sample TNA programming. I mean, some will just watch Ring of Honor and move on with their night. But I do think plenty are just natural. They're going to stick around and see what TNA has to offer. So I think that's a real plus. This could work as a block. I can definitely see major positives if Destination America is committed to both pro wrestling promotions. It's a big if as far as TNA staying on Destination America. But if they do, I don't really see any reason why TNA and ROH couldn't put their egos aside and do business together. I mean, we've seen, traditionally it hasn't always worked out when there's been some big co-promotional ventures, you know, Pro Wrestling USA back in the day. And I mean, there have been other attempts made, and it's turned out to be big headaches at times. But I mean, hey, Ring of Honor has worked successfully with New Japan Pro Wrestling and still are, and perhaps they could do the same with TNA if the network especially were to nudge them in that direction. So I think just some cross-promotion with, you know, you could do some inter-promotional things with ROH talent appearing on the TNA show and vice versa, that I think would, if you're Destination America and you do commit to both shows, I would think you would push for that to happen, because you would naturally want people from Ring of Honor viewers to stay tuned and watch TNA. And if they're watching TNA, you'd want them to give Ring of Honor a chance, especially, it's unclear at this point what the replay schedule is going to be. Currently, it's, you know, Ring of Honor at 7. I'm going with Central Time here, but Ring of Honor at 7, TNA at 8. So does Ring of Honor air right after Impact in replay form, or do they go right to TNA as they've been doing before Ring of Honor arrived? The schedule is unclear at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if they go Ring of Honor followed by TNA, and then the same order, you know, for the replay, Ring of Honor airs again. So I would think that there's plenty of reason for, if you're Destination America, to try to get these two parties together, again, if they are committed to keeping both. And we just don't know that at this point. I don't know how this bodes for Samoa Joe appearing on Ring of Honor television. ROH announced earlier this week that he was going to be part of their television taping. He's going to team with AJ Styles to face Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels, and the match was going to be taped for television. And I just kind of I doubt that WWE had any idea that ROH was going to land on Destination America when that was announced. And I don't think they're going to be crazy about Joe working for a company that airs on a cable network. Syndication was one thing. I don't know how they're going to feel about a cable network, especially when the Ring of Honor television show will be airing opposite the initial airing of the NXT show on the WWE network. I mean, speaking of which, Wednesday night just became even busier. I mean, it's now we're looking at NXT, Lucha Underground, and Ring of Honor all airing at 7 p.m. Central Time, and then Impact airing at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. So, I mean, my God, if you thought 3 hours on Monday was a lot, you're going to get 5 hours of first-run pro wrestling programming on Wednesday night alone, at least for now. I mean, if I were El Rey Network, I'd be looking at this going, hey, we're struggling to bring viewers to our network in general, and you know, we have Lucha Underground. Why don't we move this to a night that you know, maybe Tuesday, but I mean, I believe they'd run up against Tough Enough or Total Divas. But I mean, I don't think they needed to stay on a crowded Wednesday night, but at least they will for now. So starting next week, at least, and we'll see how long it lasts. 5 hours of first-run pro wrestling program on Wednesdays. That's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun, but that's definitely crazy. And then, like I say, Tough Enough and Total Divas will be airing later on this summer, starting on Tuesday nights. And so, man, oh, man, every time you think there can't be more pro wrestling on television, they just keep adding to it. But it's an exciting time. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all shakes out. And, again, I'll have more details on this, and including more details on Dixie Carter's conference call with the talent in the member-exclusive edition of the .NET Weekly audio show that will be co-hosted by John Moore, who does the TNA Impact Wrestling coverage along with Hayden Gleed for ProWrestling.net. If you want to join us on that, you want to hear hours and hours of audio content, I can't stress to you enough just how much there is. The .NET Weekly audio show is our flagship show, and it oftentimes includes first-run news items that have not been reported anywhere else. And so if you want to hear that show, the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, that's really not as pretentious as Will Pruitt and Jake Burnett would like you to believe it is based on that title, reviews of all the major television shows. If you're listening to this on the All Access side and you're like, hey, I kind of like the weekly television reviews, but we don't hear them every week, you know, that we get maybe one every other week, that kind of thing. Know that those reviews are there for the .NET members. So if it's not appearing on All Access, it doesn't mean it's not on the membership side of things. We'd love to have you jump on board. For all the details, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You can't miss the sign-up area right there on that main page. And again, for as little as $5.50 a month if you take our annual option, or $7.50 if you take our one-month price tag, you can have access to all the perks of .NET members. All that audio, the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net, and much more. So hopefully you will take us up on that offer. We'd love to have you check out what we do. And until next time, thank you so much for listening. Take care.